In today's modern galaxy, there is, of course, very little still held to be unspeakable. Many words and expressions, which only a matter of decades ago were considered so distastefully explicit that, were they merely to be breathed in public, the perpetrator would be shunned, barred from polite society, and in extreme cases, shot through the lungs, are now thought to be very healthy and proper, and their use in everyday speech is seen as evidence of a well-adjusted, relaxed, and totally un-f***ed up personality. So, for instance, when in a recent national speech the financial minister of the Royal World Estate of Qual Vista actually dared to say that due to one thing and another, and the fact that no one had made any food for a while, and that the king seemed to have died, and that most of the population had been on holiday now for over 3 years, the economy had now arrived at what he called one whole juju flop situation, everyone was so pleased he felt able to come out and say it that they quite failed to notice that their 5,000-year-old civilization had just collapsed overnight. But though even words like juju flop, swat, and turlingdrome are now perfectly acceptable in common usage, there is one word that is still beyond the pale. The concept it embodies is so revolting that the publication or broadcast of the word is utterly forbidden in all parts of the galaxy except one, where they don't know what it means. That word is Belgium. And it is only ever used by loose-tongued people like Zaphod Beeblebrox in situations of dire provocation, such as...
And I'll tell you another interesting thing.
I don't want to be interested. I don't want to be stimulated or relaxed or have my horizons broadened. I just want to be rescued, Ford. I just want to be sweating while rescued.
Well, I'm sorry. I've told you. No way.
Oh, Belgium, man! Belgium!
All right. I'll get my towel.
Your towel?
Yeah. I'll hold on to this end. I'll throw you the other end. There. Got it?
Got it.
Okay, pull.
I'm pulling.
Go on, pull. Yeah.
I'm coming.
Go on, pull. Go on, a bit more. Go on. That's it. Go on.
Hard? How hard did you expect me to pull? Just not quite hard enough to actually pull me up. I can't stand heights.
Then don't worry, we're on our way down. Listen, we'll be all right. We may land in the water or something, you know. Can you swim?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, I don't like to go into water, you know, in any great detail.
What kind of traveler are you, man? Don't like heights, don't like water.
Perfectly natural. I just get a kick out of being on the ground.
Well, any minute now, you'll have the biggest kick of your life.
I suppose we couldn't get picked up by a bird on the way down.
A bird?
Yeah, bird, you know, with wings.
Have to be a swatting big one, man.
Or two of them.
Hey, will you get your head back on? The chances against one guy falling onto a passing bird are 10 to the power of my overdraft, but two is just...
Look, this is utterly ludicrous.